after his images of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia flashed around the world in 1968, Josef Koudelka went on to become one of the greatest photojournalists of our time. Now in his early 70s, he has just received an award for his work in promoting the good name of Czech culture. At the same time, Koudelka has presented some of his most important work to a Prague museum. Ian Willoughby reports.
The Minister of Culture, Václav Riedelbach, earlier this week presented the world-renowned photographer Josef Koudelka with a medal for promoting the good name of Czech culture.
It's an expression of, let me put this in layman's language, publicly patting the heads of those people who have really earned us honor and fame. Because if culture has any importance, it's that it can open doors, that it can show that we are a civilized group of people in the middle of Europe, that there is a great deal of talent here in all areas, but in particular in the arts.
The title of Josef Koudelka's 1988 collection, Exiles, in some ways sums up his own existence. Since leaving Czechoslovakia four decades ago, he's traveled the world working, building up a remarkable portfolio along the way. Now the spry 72-year-old is giving hundreds of his photographs to Prague's Museum of Decorative Arts. Minister Riedelbach said he was grateful for the donation.
He came to us with an offer to leave a great part of his work here at home so that it will be accessible for exhibiting purposes, for research, and for the further documentation of Czech photography. I was very enthusiastic about this generous offer. Believe me, it's not an everyday thing for an artist active on the world stage for years to remember his home country like this.
Josef Koudelka, who was dressed in his standard military shirt and jacket at Tuesday's award ceremony at the Ministry of Culture, is known for his aversion to the media. He had little interest in discussing the prize, but would concede that even after 40 years abroad, his work may reflect his origins to some extent.
Most people, when they look at my photographs, say it is clear to see that I come from Central Europe. They put all those states into one bag. They get us all mixed up. But I'm glad I was born here, that I grew up here, and that I lived here until I was 33 years old.
The great Czech photographer Josef Koudelka, who's been a member of the Magnum Photojournalism Agency since 1971. A friend of the late Henri Cartier-Bresson, Britain's Observer newspaper described him as the last of the great hard-bitten romantics of 20th century reportage.
Ian Willoughby reporting.